USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is hitting another record high. AAA reporting the national average for regular jumping 2 cents overnight to $4.45 a gallon. Gas is up $1.42 from a year ago, and this driver tells MSNBC what many of us think when we pull up at the pump.
I don't even look at how many gallons anymore or what their dollar amount is anymore because it's expensive everywhere.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says that House Democrats are delaying legislation he introduced to increase security protections for justices of the Supreme Court. Cornyn introducing a bill amid threats from radical abortion groups and illegal protests outside the private homes of pro-life justices. This as a pro-abortion rally is taking place in Washington, D.C. today. USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Some states are experiencing a shortage of 50% in baby formula. Elena Contrell, who is a mother, tells Fox and Friends that she is worried she won't be able to find formula for her son.
It's something that largely didn't affect us until a few weeks ago, and it's kind of hit hard and fast, so it's been a little bit alarming.
She says some parents are trying to make their own homemade baby formula. Some major retailers are responding to the shortage by limiting the amount of formula that customers. A Florida man is identified as a soldier killed in a bear attack in Alaska. The Army saying Staff Sergeant Seth Michael Plant died after he was attacked on Tuesday in a training area off Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage. A fellow soldier suffered minor injuries in the attack. The 30-year-old Plant joined the active duty Army in 2015 after a stint in the reserves. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Biden administration is running ads in Guatemala and Honduras designed to discourage mass illegal migration into the United States. That's according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The ads highlight smugglers known as coyotes who take advantage of and profit from vulnerable migrants. Inflation is coming for your bag of potato chips. Newly released data shows the cost of potatoes is up more than 7% from the same time last year, and the cost of a bag of chips is up 10%. While grocery store costs continue to skyrocket, farmers are struggling to grow food to meet the demand. Lad Wallen is a potato farmer in Idaho, and he shares with Fox and Friends some of the challenges he's facing.
It's been very challenging. Just for example, from January of last year, fertilizer prices have increased 150%, which is very significant. A lot of inputs that we use are very hard to come by. Compost, manure, things that we regularly use, cover crop seeds, all these inputs are just, they're scarce, they're not as available, prices have increased, and the supply chain has just been disrupted.
The Biden administration recently proposed a new rule that would restrict federal education funding going to charter schools. The move sparked backlash even among prominent Democrats at the state level. And this week, a group of parents, students, and teachers rallied in protest outside the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.